To get knowledge, I study. To acquire wisdom, I observe. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. To get knowledge, I study. To acquire wisdom, I observe. Knowledge is the compilation of facts, information, ideas, experiences, that which already exists. And to acquire wisdom, I observe. And I observe also that which already exists. Now, what's the difference between knowledge and wisdom? Knowledge is a compilation of facts. Wisdom is an intuitive awareness of what exists and what we can do. If we were really interested in knowing our divine self, knowing that inner realm where all things are possible, where all things already exist, we talk about possible, all things already exist, if we're really interested in being there, to observe that awareness and to observe that isness, we would act quite differently than we do in our present schools. Our present schools would teach meditation. They would teach introspection. They would teach listening to the reality that is within. Everything exists. Now, as people become aware of things, as people become aware of their desires to be fulfilled, they consider ways to do it. As the early caveman took two sticks and piled things on it and had his wife pull these two sticks so that they could take their personal belongings from wherever they wanted to, or more, that they could bring the meat in as they had gone out to the store and bought a tiger or two. And they brought him in, and when they brought him in, dragging him on the ground was okay, and that was how they first did it. Then they used two sticks and they brought him in. Then eventually some creative consciousness developed the wheel. Now the wheel was there all the time. It was there all the time. And all the consciousness had to do was tune in to the concept of wheel, to the concept of something to make it easier to bring a load from one point to another. Now these concepts seem very difficult to come by. They seem very esoteric, very, how would you say that? They just seem difficult to attach to. But they're not difficult for dreamers. They're not difficult for those who have an inner illumination. Those who sort of say, okay, let me think about that. I have a webmaster, very fine young man, but he has a tendency to presume that he doesn't need to study the books on various concepts. Now, perhaps he really does study the books, but tells me he doesn't. But why he'd do that, I can't imagine. But he says, I don't read the instructions. He says, I just open it up and go for it. Well, now, he's not alone in this activity, because the thousands and thousands of people, the millions of people who use computers, do not read the computer instruction manual completely. That's bad enough. They don't know how to use their computer to its finest and greatest potential by studying it first and seeing what possibilities it has, what it can be used for. And then they go out and buy this wonderful programming, and they take these programs and put them on their computers so that they can write letters, so that they can do bookkeeping, so they can do scientific studies. And what again do they do? They get just enough information to let them fly, and then they start applying it. Well, this seems to be the modus operandi for all of us in life. It's unfortunate, but it is. To get knowledge, we study. Now, true, if you were really tuned in to yourself, you would instantly know how to use your computer as a piece of equipment. you would instantly know how to use any program that you would put on your computer and use. Instantly. You would know it, and you can, and you do. But in our world of process, we think we have to learn the manual. We have to read the instructions. We have to, and so we must. If you can say to yourself, okay, I have a desire here. I would like running water in my house. Now, how am I going to have running water in my house? There's no water around here. There's no water at all. Well, that's the thought. That's the desire. And as time goes by, the ability to drill a well is there. And so you bring the well up from the well with a bucket, and you put the bucket in your house, and you have water in your house. And then later, as you develop a pump, you have a pump with a handle on it, and you put the pump inside the house, and you have the well down below the house, and you pump up the water that you want. And then as time goes on, the pump, the well is deeper, and the pump is made to operate on electricity, and it pumps up the water. And eventually you have city water systems, and you see, it goes on and on. Now, did the possibility of a city water system exist? Yes. But at the time that you moved out to this location, there were no other houses around. There wasn't even your house. You had to build it. There was no community. There was no city well service or city water service. There's no city sewer service. These you had to take care of yourself. Well, now, could you have imagined a city water service and a city sewer service serving your needs at a time when there were no other houses around, there was no other people around, there were no other need around for having that? Well, it seems just a little ludicrous to think that that might be the case. Yet it was always there, and it is always there. The ability to have the city water system is always there, even though the city isn't there. The ability to do anything is always there. It is up to the dreamers to dream these things. It is up to the people who have unlimited imagination, and they flow with it, and they let that unlimited imagination reveal itself into their life in such exciting and beautiful ways. To get knowledge, I study. And this is like reading the manual. This is like knowing how to use the computer and how to use the programming of the computer. To acquire wisdom, I observe. Now, inside of me is the desire to write beautiful letters. The computer has the capacity to give forth these beautiful letters with the beautiful fonts and all that sort of good stuff. And the software gives the ability to correct these letters, to write these letters, to do other beautiful things. Now, the computer is one thing, and the software is another. And they are purely knowledge. To acquire wisdom, I observe. Then I take this knowledge, I take this existence, and I think the beautiful thoughts of poetry or prose. I think beautiful scientific concepts, and I put them onto the computer, and I bring them forth. And if we had not had computers, we say, we would not be able to do many of the experiments that we do in science, because it would be so complex and it would be so outstanding that it would demand more time than we have the ability to give it. It would take so many lifetimes, they say, to come up with a mathematical formula to accomplish certain of the goals that are put forth today. Well, how could we put it forth? We created that computer. We created that programming that's on the computer. We created the programming to expect the beautiful concepts that are being developed on that computer. We created that program, that computer, we created all these things because we have within us the ability to observe, the ability to listen within and to think. And again, when we learn to listen within, when we learn to meditate, when we learn to know the divinity that's within us, magic happens every time. magic to us because it had not been one of our experiences. But it happens every time. So today we can recognize that to get knowledge I study, to acquire wisdom I observe, but all these things are being an awareness of something that already exists. Knowledge already exists. Wisdom already exists. The observations already exist. If we were thinking of ourselves in the year 3000 instead of 2400 here, we would come up with some most amazing things. Well, think of the year 5000, 10000, 20000. Think of they're there. They already exist. All of the beautiful concepts that are revealed in those years that are forthcoming already exist. And how do we acquire it? To get knowledge, I study. To acquire wisdom, I observe. How do we enter into this knowledge that already exists? Well, we're doing it right now. Every time we think a thought, we are thinking something that does not yet or may not yet be manifest, but has the potential of being manifest as soon as we empower it to be. Empower the computer to do what you want to do. Empower the programming of the computer to do what you want to do. It's already there. It's already there. Now, empower you with the skill, with the awareness, with the genius to use that knowledge and to use that wisdom to bring forth the beautiful concepts that lie within your very being right now, that lie within my very being, that lay so ready for us to bring forth and enjoy. Are you ready? I would think so. It's a wonderful world, isn't it? Take these instant illumination concepts and let them be the reality, the joy, and the perfection of your life, because that's what counts, and that's who you are. Have a wonderful day. Do wonderful things. Dream wonderful dreams that already exist. I love you. I love you. I love you.